The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'm fond of the analogy of if you take a spring and wind it up and then keep it inside its small, tight container, the spring doesn't have a chance to unwind. But if you move the spring to a bigger container or take the walls off the container, then the spring, natural tendency of the spring is to unwind. So the same thing with the mind. If the mind is held tight, then the mind doesn't have space to relax or to unwind or to unfold or to let go. The various kinds of processes that unfold in deep meditation have the most space when there's lots of possibility when there's lots of space. So mindfulness, in a sense, is making space in the mind, space in the body, for something to happen, what needs to happen. And a variety of things can unfold, depending on what needs to happen. Sometimes it can look like you're going backwards because you finally release the Pandora's box. And lo and behold, all these feelings and memories and stuff kind of come pouring out. And that's what needs to happen because it's been bottled up. But also, some of the deeper work of meditation or Buddhist spiritual life has the best chance to kind of impact us, or best chance for us to deal with things, if we kind of are relaxed, kind of a little bit spacious, easy with what's going on. So to give the simple example of clinging and the end of clinging, kind of, which is at the heart of Buddhist spirituality. It's one thing to understand that we cling, and it's a lot harder to let go. But if the mind is quite relaxed and soft, it's easier to see, understand where the clinging is, or see where it's possible to let go, or to see that letting go is actually a beautiful thing, because you're letting go into this wonderful, spacious peace or something. But if the mind is claustrophobic or tight, not only is it not clear that we're clinging, maybe, but even how we're clinging, where the possibility of release is, and that releasing is a good thing, because it just, you know, why would that be good when you have to think about all your stuff? So so to allow Buddhist teachings or Buddhist practice ideas or a lot of the practice to have this optimal chance to kind of have an effect on us, a beneficial effect, it's really helpful to be relaxed.